And I think that's one of the things as good realtors, it's our job to say to a buyer, it's for your protection. It's not just the seller's protection. It's for your protection.
For everybody.
So because you make an afford, and I know with my kids, I've watched them be very smart. Maybe that's, I feel like they were raised in a real estate family. Maybe that's why, hopefully. But they always underbuy what they can afford. They can afford more than they buy because they know they love to go out to eat. And they like to have the money to spend for the kids. So they don't want to strap to that payment. If you can remember back, as you and I have been in the business, you know, I've been in the business since 1980. You've been in the business since?
82.
Yeah, 82 right after that. And we have been through how many downturns in the market? And I can remember living in Austin in 1983, and then it was booming in 84 and 85 and 86 and 87. And you remember what happened in about 1987? Everybody had overbought. There were all kinds of creative financing, and all of a sudden, people couldn't make their house payments. They had notes that were coming due. Nobody would refinance it. So they left the key at the door, and it was like a ghost town. In the little town of Pflugerville, which is now not a small town, outside of Austin, because nobody could afford, nobody would refinance. And it was so sad because we hit that foreclosure. And that foreclosure cycle, as you can remember, lasted for a while, swept all through many states, not just Texas.
Opened my office in 85.
Yeah.
Remember it well.
Yeah, you remember all those days. So right now, I think for buyers, it is just the greatest time. Inventory is short, so they have to be able to make a good decision, get that pre-approval letter. But interest rates are still low, and all indications, as you know, you've been studying, and I have too, is that interest rates will probably go up. At some point, they have to. They've been low for so long. And so you and I can remember when they were as high as 21%. My house was 17.5 in Bay City in 1981. I had the best interest rate in town. And when I tell agents that in class, they go, 17.5? What did you do? And I go, like, we prayed a lot. And we had a little bitty house. Because we couldn't afford, you know, anything more than that. So now we've got interest rates at 4.5, 4.75. So a little tiny increase, I don't think will scare a lot of people, but it could knock somebody out of qualifying, don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, rates are change everything.
They do.
But a little bit's not going to matter, right? But get your pre-approval letter, get your stuff, know where you're at for everybody's protection, so you know what you do, what you can't do.
Right.
Where you can buy the house you want when you get it. And because what this person told my agent is, well, you don't find out what you can do. You go find the house first.
No.
Wrong.
Okay, I just had one last thing. I'm sorry to mean to interrupt you, but I get so excited about this. You know, that I'm finding that buyers don't realize that they don't have to pay our fee. Did you know that?
They don't.
They don't know. And so I think that's a really interesting thing for our listeners to know is that absolutely that we can represent them. Absolutely, give them advice and counsel, and that one agent that they choose has access to everything. So they don't have to shop around. And it's better. Do you think it's better to work with only one agent?
Well, but if they do one thing, though.
Oh, what is that?
They better sign a representation. They better give them authority to do it.
There you go. Written permission to work for them. And they can get paid by the seller.
Absolutely.
And that agent can. I love that about Texas. Yeah. And that's not true in all states. And 100%. So Texas, being native Texan that we are, though, we're a little prejudiced. But I think that's a great thing to know. For people especially that don't know as new buyers that we can represent them with written permission.
Kind of switch from a customer to a client.
And they're no longer a customer. They're our client. And we can give them advice and counsel, not legal because we're not attorneys. But they need us to do market analysis for them and all that things that they need help with. And that one agent can do that if they would give them that permission. So I really love that.
Well, one thing I did in my own firm, and most people, not most, everybody that works for me, because my personality and that you kind of work with me, your personality kind of fits with my personality. I said, let me tell you one thing right now. Because you work with me, we kind of fit together. You have to make people sign, or not make, you have to get them to sign a buyer broker. They go, what do you mean? I said, because your personality, you cannot not be a buyer broker. They said, what do you mean, Scott? I said, you don't have the ability. They said, what do you mean? I said, you can't keep your mouth shut. Said, what do you mean again? I said, you cannot not tell them stuff that you shouldn't tell them. What do you mean again? I said, you're going to help them. You're going to tell them all the information you know because you want to help them do the best you can because that's your personality. They go, well, yeah, I got to. I said, no. You can't do it if you're not a buyer broker.
Absolutely.
I said, and you've got to be a buyer broker to do that because they got to be your client. And if they're your client, then you're going to do everything in the world you can to give them the best deal, to help them know everything they can to make the best decision. And you can only do that if they're your client.
I love that. And that's such a great, great thing because a lot of agents don't get it. And a lot of buyers don't get it.
But if you're a buyer, wouldn't you want that?
Oh, I would demand it. Now that I know I could have it, I wouldn't do. I can remember when it was not that way. And you can too, prior to the law changing. And so when the law changed and we had buyer representation, I went, yay, sellers have always had representation. Buyers have been probably getting accidental agency and advice, but we need that written permission.
It was wrong. But think about something. Somebody said, well, you know, I don't really know if I know my realtor that good yet. I said, you know what, fine. Then sign that buyer broker for a week. Sign until you do. You know, do whatever you got to do, but you do it right.
I just had to laugh. I was doing a class the other day, and it was for another company that I do some work with and in my area in the Hill Country, like I do for your office. And this young man who's a farm and ranch guy who's just like in the class going like, none of this really applies to me. But he finally got it. And we were doing this whole scenario with the buyer representation. And he held up his hand. And he said, Pat, may I say something? I said, absolutely. He said, I got one of those things signed. I said, the buyer rep? He said, I did. And he said, and I used that, you know, because it was farm and ranch and we could do in residential, same thing. We just met and you don't know me and I don't know you. And you don't know if you like me and want to continue to work with me. So we'll just do it for a day. And you know what? I don't know if I like you and want to work with you for more than one day. And I said, Jerry, what did they do? And he said, they signed it. I went, okay, well, if it works for you, I had to laugh. So that's one way to do it is one day, one home, and extend it. Because you're right. If I don't know you from Adam, I would do it for one day. So you could give me that advice and counsel. But at the end of the day, we decide if we wanted to work as a team. And then we just extend it. It's perfect.
And that's true for everybody. You don't know what you want to do.
No, you don't. And I understand that makes buyers nervous. That's why that's a great method. If a broker will allow it to be done that way, and they should. I love that.
Well, and to make sure it's a win-win deal, because everybody wants, or at least I can't say everybody, but I certainly want a win-win situation.
Absolutely.
To where we all do the best we can for everybody.
Yeah, that's good.